The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
This is Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki.
No, tell Dave.
Don't talk to him. Let us tell you what to say.
Because you just got punched, bro.
We're pranking you.
Fuck you.
Oh, he just hung up.
Cheers, babes. Welcome to Happy Hour with Lucy and Nikki, the real life shit you only discuss over a drink. But before we start, a little disclaimer.
So we are here for a good time and not a long time. So if you're easily offended or you can't handle the truth, because today...
All the dare.
You should...
Scramdooski.
Scramscrewski?
I don't know what that was.
All right. So another episode of Truth and Dare coming in with the chicks because, you know, last time this went absolutely off.
Off like a frog in a sock, John.
Off like a frog in a little socko.
A froggo in a socko.
A froggo in a socko.
I love that.
So we're going to start. Let's start with a dare because there's this one that I want to get out of the way first because it's actually kind of giving me the heebie-jeebies.
It's freaking me out for you.
So basically you guys have said you want us to you want Lucy to message Pooley or call Pooley and tell him you've got a crush on him. And actually, this works really well because I'm going for a coffee with him tomorrow morning. And when I asked him to go for a coffee with him, I said it in like a really serious way, like, "Oi, can we go for coffee tomorrow morning?" It's about something completely irrelevant, but
he'll be freaking out.
He'll think it's something quite serious. So this actually works really well. I'm actually nervous though.
It's so funny. So many of you guys are like, call Tammy and say Lucy and Pooley have shagged in the past. I'm like, you guys are literally pot stirrers.
But you know what? I'm here for it if it's going to make good content for Truth or Dare. So let's call him. I'm actually kind of nervous. I don't know how I'm going to go about saying it.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to be like, oi. So, I'll be like, so you know how like I wanted to catch up with you for coffee tomorrow morning? I thought about it and I thought I'd rather just call you first to like let you know before.
Oh my God, my heart is like racing for you.
Because he's going to think it's serious too. He's such a fucking serious cunt.
Yeah, like, serious Sally.
Relax, Pooley. I don't actually have a crush on you. But let's do it.
All right. Oh my God, Lego.
I hope he answers. Just going to screen my call. I'll text him after this. We can go and do...
The person you have called...
All right. I'll text him and say, oi, can you call me back?
Yeah, perfect.
I'll just say, I'm not going to say oi, because if you're going to tell someone you have a crush on them, you probably don't go oi.
Literally.
Oh my God, he literally just responded to our group message.
Quit screening my calls, bro.
He replied to a group message, so he's going to call back any second. I reckon he's going to call back any second, so let's just wait 2 seconds. And I even put a kiss at the end of call me back.
Oh my God. That laugh.
I so don't have a crush on Pooley, case in point. He said, give me 5 minutes, just about to walk out the door for training. Ha ha. Just be like, it's pretty serious.
Oh my God.
Oh no, I can't say it's pretty serious. No. I'd never say that. I'd just be like, okay, just really need to talk to you.
Oh my God. Or you can say, just want to get this convo over and done with.
Oh my God, fuck.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
I'm so nervous. Okay, I just really need to talk to you. Oh my God, it sounds so legit. I hope he doesn't know we're doing the podcast today. He does know we do it on Tuesday, so.
He does.
Fuck. I hate that our friends know our schedules.
We're going to block everyone from our Truth or Dare things because they're all implicated.
Literally. Oh my God. Okay, I'm so nervous. All right, let's go on to yours. First dare for you, Nikki, and then we'll wait and see when he calls back.
Right,
I'm going to turn my phone off silent so that you guys can actually hear it ringing when he calls me.
The moment of truth.
The moment of truth. All right, your first dare, Nick. What's up for you?
Okay, I've got another dare, guys.
Okay.
You guys want me to message the honey badger again?
Yes! Yes, 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 yes! Wait, I reckon you shouldn't be like, sorry about before, like, joke, haha, but seriously.
Are you up?
Are you up? But seriously, would you be, like, keen?
I feel bad.
Do it! I'm pretty sure he's got a girlfriend. So I saw him at Puck Fair the other night with a girl.
Background, we were walking to an event at the Pav the other day and we saw him. And we've met him like before.
Yeah, we saw him.
And I was like, oh my God, there's a... And we go, Lucy goes, fuck, you have to go up. Like, yeah, do it for the podcast. And I went up and I went, hey, Badger. Well, I don't even know what I called him. What's his real name?
Hey, Badger.
Hey.
Nick.
Hun. And I was like, oh, I sent you a message the other day. You didn't open it. And he's like, oh, did you? I was like, yeah, we've got a podcast, blah, blah, blah. You should, and I sent you a message. It was like a part of a dare or something. And I said, it said you up, because it's what one of our friends always says to check.
Oh my God, oh my God, it's bullies.
Oh my God,
bully,
he's
bully,
calling.
Bully, bully. Hang on.
Oh my God.
I forgot that this is my ringtone, by the way.
Yeah, it's very chimey.
Oi.
Oi, oi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm just, I'm honestly like, feel so weird. I fucking like need to talk to you about something fairly serious.
Oh, fuck.
No, it's like, I'm like literally laughing because I feel so awkward about it. But like, you know how I messaged you last night asking to go for coffee tomorrow?
Yes.
It's because I've got to say, I've got to tell you something that I've been meaning to tell you for ages, but I don't know. I've just felt so weird. It's like ever since you started seeing Tammy, like, I don't know. I'm literally crying as I say this to you because it's so emotional. I think, okay, sorry. I just got to compose myself. It's just really, this is a lot. I don't know, Pooley. I think I might have a crush on you, and I've had one for ages, and I just didn't know how to tell you. And I feel so awkward. That's why I wanted to go for coffee with you tomorrow morning to tell you, but I just couldn't do it in person, so I just thought I'd call you and tell you over the phone.
What?
I'm serious.
You're joking. You've got me on a
what?
Sure.
What's that?
You've got me on the podcast or some shit for sure.
No, I don't. I'm being serious. What, is it that hard to believe that I'd have a crush on you?
No, I just feel like you stitched me up like the time you told me I had coronavirus. Or
did I do that to you too? No, this is seriously though. I've been thinking about it, like, it's kind of been, I don't know, obviously, like, we were really good friends, and then you and Tammy started dating, and like, I thought I didn't care, but now I've just kind of like realized, I was like, wow, I've got like a crush on Pooley, and I don't know what to do about it because he's with Tammy now, and like, I just am so devastated, I guess.
What?
You know, on the podcast, as if I've got a fucking crush on you, bro.
Fucking you! Weirdest shit ever.
Oi, but it's so funny because we're playing truth or dare, and
I'm so fucking pumped that I guessed that.
Oh my God. You're just fucking pumped that you thought maybe I might have a crush on you.
No, I was just sitting here in my seat sweating, driving to training.
Like, how do I let her down softly?
I literally had to run out of the room. I was pissing myself laughing.
Holy fuck, that was so... Oh, I was nervous.
You have no many idea, like, no idea how many people sent that.
Oh my God, Lucy, I've been waiting to hear this from you. I feel exactly the same way.
I'd be like, what the fuck, cunt? You should have done that, honestly, just for G-ups. You should have.
If you were actually serious, I didn't feel bad.
Oh my God, literally, I'm like shaking because I was so nervous to do that.
Oh my
God,
that is hilarious.
Fucking Pooley's been so serious lately too. You'd probably be like, Luce, you know, I feel like I really like you as a friend, but that's all. All right, well.
You wonder why I fucking guess that straight away. I'm like, what, man? I'm like the rankest, like, you've seen me day two, day three. There's no fucking way you've got a crush on me.
Same could be said for me. But I do still actually want to get coffee tomorrow morning, by the way, so I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Yeah, fuck you. I'm not going anymore.
Nah. Bullshit. I'll see you tomorrow morning. All right. Illy, bye. Oh, fuck. I couldn't even. I was like sweating as I did that.
That was literally hilarious. I literally could not fucking keep a straight face.
Oh, my God. I love pranks. Live for pranks. Woo!
Oh, wow.
Well, guys. So, I hope that can put all of your theories of me and Pooley to rest that we are, in fact, just best friends.
Literally. You guys fucking need to relax.
For fuck's sake.
Relax,
it's
bro.
The amount that came through being like, Lucy's jealous of Tammy and Pooley's relationship. I'm like, I pretty much literally am responsible for setting them up. Like, not a fucking chance. But that was awesome content.
That was great content.
That was great content.
What did he say? So I just actually choked on my tea halfway through that and had to run out of the room because I was laughing so much.
That was full on. Yeah, that was really full on.
Oh, he just messaged us.
What did he say?
He goes, fuckers.
Oh my God. So good.
Look at the message before.
Ah, so sorry. Anyway. Okay. All right, let's go back to the honey badger.
Okay, what am I going to say to him?
I'll say.
I reckon you need to say something like, it was really good to run into you the other day. I know, like, obviously it was a joke initially, but if you're ever actually keen.
Hey, good to run into you the other day.
You were looking so tall and fit.
I like that. Yeah, tall. That's hilarious.
You were looking so tall. Oh, no, you are so tall in real life.
And go IRL. Yeah.
So tall, IRL. Hee
hee. This is so good.
But really, are you up?
But really, are you, would you say, but just yeah, say, like, but really, are you like, up? Because that's like a bit ambiguous. You're not like asking him point blank for a date. But really, .. are you up? Question mark. Fuck, it would be good if it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
I know. No, I say, but let me know next time you're around the Pav or something.
Yeah.
You're around the Pav. We can grab a shandy.
Yes.
I love the word shandy.
And then say.
No one actually orders
I'm that. Flat out like a lizard drinking or something. Or like let's make some kind of funny pun in there.
Let me know next time you're around and not flat out like a lizard drinking to get a drink. Let me know next like time a you're not flat out like a lizard drinking to drink like a lizard.
Perfect. Read it back.
Okay. Hey, good to run into you the other day. You are so tall, IRL. But let me know next time. Oh, no, I won't say but. I'll say let me know next time you're not flat out like a lizard drinking to grab a drink like a lizard.
Perfect.
Perfect. Do I do laughing face at the end?
No, don't do laughing face. Pretend you're serious.
All right, X.
Oh, yes, kiss. Make it romantic.
All right, done.
We are just being absolute silly geese.
Ruthless bitches.
All right, let's go to some truths. All right, okay. Nikki, you need to read out a truth for me and I need to read out a truth for you.
Okay, truth. This is truth and both of us have to answer. What would you do if one of your best friends full on started talking shit about one of you guys when the other one wasn't there?
Meaning like what would I do if someone was talking shit about you to me? Tell them to scream. No one would ever do that.
No, that's a silly one.
No, that's not a silly question, but like no one would ever be ballsy enough to start talking shit about you to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think anyone would.
I'd just be like, oh, babe, if you've got a problem, you should chat to her directly.
Well, that's a nicer approach than I'd probably just punch him in the face. Don't condone physical violence, though, people.
Don't do it.
Let's do one more truth.
Okay, truth. All right, if you could change one thing in your life or past, what would it be?
Ooh. Ooh. Change one thing. What would it be? I don't know. That's hard. I probably would. I'm pretty happy with the way things have gone in my life thus far. I don't really know that I'd change anything because it kind of all leads to the same point.
Yeah. I think we always said this, we always thought we would have like done a stint in New York.
It's not too late, but yeah, maybe it is with coronavirus.
Like in my 20s, I thought I would have done it.
Yeah.
To be honest. But
You know what though?
Depressed about it.
I'd way rather do it now though because we have way more money to be able to spend. Like when we were in our 20s, to go and try and live in New York.
The lifestyle now would actually be beneficial to our business.
The lifestyle now would be a vibe. Literally. All right, catch me and Nikki next year living in New York.
I know. When's it opening? I heard that Japan is potentially opening in 4 weeks.
Catch me.
And I've never been to Japan.
Nozawa Onsen snowboarding all Christmas long.
Lurid behavior. Okay.
All right. So there's some truths for y'all. Y'all. Okay. Next dare. Okay. We've actually come up with this one ourselves. We are going to play a prank on someone. Yeah. So we're going to call Tim from Chumba and tell him that there's like a message thread in our Facebook group of all these girls coming out saying they've been on dates with him. So
he's going to like stitch him up.
We're going to just stitch him up hard, but I'm going to message him first and be like, oi, can I call you? Something's happened.
Lucy has to do the call again because she's closer with him.
I'll message him right now and say, oi, can I call you quickly?
Lil.
I hope he doesn't mind that we do this. I'm like, why did that not sound?
He will literally freak out.
I know, he's going to like actually freak out. Or he's already read the message.
Oh my God, mood.
Fuck, he's quick on comms, this bloke. All right, let's call him. Okay, you ready? Why do I just have to call everyone all the time? All right. I hope he hasn't seen our Insta stories. Put him on speaker. I'll put him on speakerphone. Here it is.
Hello, this is Big Benson.
Wait, Timmy, it's Luce.
What's going on?
Not much. What are you doing? How's your weekend?
When I get a message from you saying you need to speak, I fucking worry, so my heart's going a bit. What's up?
I thought that might have worried you a little bit, but
Well, last time wasn't fucking great, was it?
Oh, when I told you I had coronavirus. Fucking funny.
Didn't you say I was going, everyone thinks I'm going around giving it to everyone or something?
Oh, fucking, I don't know. That sounds about right. That sounds like something you would do, though. Oi, but I actually do have to talk to you about something kind of serious. It's in the Facebook group. There's someone's started a thread. Basically, it's like, oh, like I'm a punter and I went on a date with Tim Benson and I found out that this other girl did as well. And then they've all started like writing, like all of these girls have come out of the woodworks. Like, honestly, Tim, how many punters have you fucked? But like all of these girls have come out of the woodworks.
You're talking shit.
No, I'm serious. And they're like writing like, oh, Tim took me on a date too and never called me back. One girl's like, Tim came on my face and never called me back.
That is so not true. That has never happened in my life. Actually?
No, I'm...
No one said come on the face.
No, no, no. That was just me just adding some GST. But no. Did someone actually say that? No, but in all seriousness, though.
Imagine if some chick's like, oh, no way, I went on a date with Timmy, come to me bloody fast.
I'd say, gross, go and get a tetanus shot, bro. No, but seriously, though, it's all in the Facebook group and they're like, right, there's like, how many girls, Nick, have you reckon have come forward?
At the moment, it's at like 23 comments.
23 comments.
23 comments.
Dead set.
Well, like, actually saying what? Like, oh, he's a real, obviously a real genuine bloke. Great guy. Tall,
no, they, it's really just.
Really tall, big muscles.
Stuff like that.
What are they saying, Nick? Nick will read some of them to you.
It's like, I literally went out with him last week and then heard he took out a girl that is friends with one of my friends 2 nights later.
Ooh.
To the same restaurant.
What restaurant you are you taking them these to different beautiful, restaurants, hot, high, high, fine dining girls to?
Like
Tim?
It's all like you don't have a girlfriend, so it's fine. But
Wharf, two for one Tuesday.
I reckon you've got a full sushi train flex. I could see you doing a sushi train flex.
Same again, Timothy. Same again.
You go take them to the same restaurant.
Who's the little lady?
So, what's the name?
What are some of the names? I think was
it's
one.
We got Barry, Jason.
We got a in there.
Know any of these chicks?
Are you fucking, is this a prank? Fuck off.
Yeah. As if anyone would root you and brag about it in the Facebook group, bro.
I was going to say, I've only shagged one girl, me bloody lie.
Oh, that is so good.
You're hilarious.
We got you good. You're on the podcast, Tim. How does it feel?
Fuck, I'm on the potty. Oh, yeah. I was trying to get me way back on there.
Yeah, this is your only way.
Oh, my God, you would too.
Trying to claw your way back in.
Drew for another ep.
I've been waiting 3 hours for this call.
Ah, that's so good. Anyway,
moral of the story, make sure you take your dates to different places.
Yeah, moral of the story, no more sushi train for the dates, hey?
Well, it's so hard when you're getting all these bloody Subway vouchers at bloody Coles.
Oh, my God.
If you honestly took a girl on a date to Subway, I would honestly not be surprised.
Nah, he'd take him to a kebab shop.
Yeah, or a kebab shop.
Where is your go-to? I'm dying to know.
No, yeah, like, literally, though, Tim, where is your go-to?
My go-to date spot?
Yeah.
Oh, surely it'd have to be, you know, Burley Hill. I'd get a nice picnic going.
Oh, catch, dreamboat.
Are you trying to fucking self-promote your dates on my podcast?
Geez, I'd make sure it's not a windy day, obviously. I'd get the sun-dried tomatoes going, the olives, pickled onion, if you like that. Jats pickies.
Oh, Jats.
Jats, that's a Bogan brand.
All right, clicks and clicks.
No, I like the ones with the little...
Is clicks the Aldi version of Jats? I'm pretty sure it is.
All right, all right, all right. We're going to go, but that is, honestly, you got us. We got you, but then you got us.
Yeah, I feel like you were onto us.
Don't you worry.
Oh, don't you worry about that. All right. We'll talk to you
soon.
Love
you, Lord. Keep up the dates.
Bye. Love you. Oh, Timothy.
Timothy.
Lord.
And just, he's not that much of a womanizer, but he definitely has been on a few dates.
Coupler. You could say dates. Coupler.
But, you know, sometimes I believe people are, like, dating in America is normal, you know.
Oh, honestly, date on, whatever.
Date on,
you
dater.
Do you. Date on, dater.
Yeah.
Date on, Timothy.
Date on, Timothy. See, I'd rather just, like, go out for dinner with my friends so I don't have to have a small talk.
Catch me never going on a date with someone I don't
know. I'd just be like, rather go out with the girls.
Unless, like, you know, unless...
Yeah, actually, that's a really bad attitude.
I know. It's like, wow, you can tell that we've just become single. Literally. I wouldn't date as, like, ferociously as some people do, but I definitely would go on a date.
Yeah.
At some point.
I know. We, like, had friends that would just, like, constantly, like, go out for coffees with chicks, and they'd, like, even do it, like, on Sunday when they were hungover, and I was like...
Oh, the boys used to go on coffees with coffees. I'm like, why are you doing that to yourself?
What about one of our mates went out for coffee with a chick, and then he saw this other chick when he was there and stopped and had a yarn with her, and chick A...
The one he was on a date with goes,
if you want to fucking talk to other girls, you should have just taken them out and bailed mid-brekkie.
And left him with all the food that she paid for. He was frothing. Great outcome.
She paid for it?
Yeah, he was stoked.
And that, my friends, is called a silver lining.
Yeah, and he just like didn't care at all.
No girlfriend, but a free brekkie.
I'm way too invested. Like, I wouldn't go on a date or kiss anyone unless I genuinely thought, like, I kind of could date them. Do you know what I mean? Not that I wanted to date them, because obviously you've got to date.
Mean, yeah.
But like, it's like, do I want...
Like some like of them would be like I remember one of our friends met this girl and he met her and thought she was I believe the word he used was flop. And was like, annoying, flop, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, ends up going out on a coffee date with her. He's like, oh, I'll give it another go. Like I was at a party environment, I'll give it another go. And then he like texts, still flop. And I was like, why put yourself through it? Like, surely if you know, you know.
Yeah, literally.
But, you know, each to their own.
I could not waste my time going on a date with someone that I thought was a flop in advance.
Keyword flop.
Love the word flop. All right, so what was that truth?
Okay, truth. Where is the weirdest place that you've done the deed?
Or surely on a wheelie bin when I was like 18.
Mood.
With Maddie, obviously.
Mood. I don't think what mine is.
Feel like when you're young, you do heaps of crazy stuff because, you know, you don't, it's not as easy to just have sleepovers and stuff with your boyfriend. Whereas now it's like, you don't really have to be that outrageous because you just, it's allowed that you spend time with them. You know, when you're in school and stuff, like you and your boyfriend like might not be allowed to have sleepovers yet. So you've got to like get creative in high school.
After school sesh.
Actually, I think I might have had sex at school when I was in high school.
No, I believe you've got. Fingered at school.
No, I think I actually had sex in hindsight.
Holy.
I think I even had sex on a school bus while there were people on it one time.
That's pretty...
That's
pretty juvenile, that's, like, delinquent behaviour.
That's like a version of me that I don't... Who is that girl?
Maybe you need to get back onto him. He was bringing out a wild side.
No, that's fine. Thank you, though. No,
that's hilarious.
Crazy. The things you do when you're young.
That's it, doll. All right. That's another one.
What about yours? You've got to answer.
Mine, probably, I don't know, maybe the club in Berlin. It was quite public.
Oh, yeah.
Or.
Fuck yeah. That's pretty wild. That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go with that one.
So, guys, before we go on with the episode, we just want to have a quick word about today's sponsor. We are obsessed with TJ Swim. We've both been fans of the brand for years now and get at least one set a year.
Yeah, so now that summer is coming, it's a perfect time to check them out. So they've actually just dropped their latest collection called Coastline. There are four new styles and two colorways, which are called Salt and Slate, which are more of like a navy blue and nude color. So I'm a sucker for neutral colors in summer, so chic and so easy to wear under my normal everyday clothes.
Yeah, they do the best colors. The last ones we got from them were like an olive green and peachy color. They also have a variety of styles to suit every bust. There's the more skimpy styles like triangles, but then there's also the good supportive tops with the underwire for girls with the bigger bust.
Yeah, and I always find that the bottoms of TJ Swim are so flattering as well. But anyway, as always, Queens, we do have a Dissy code for you. Head to www.tjswim.com and use the code WILD20 at the checkout for 20% off. Enjoy.
All right, let's do another truth.
Okay.
Have any boys hit you up since you broke up with the boys? And if so, what have they said? Obviously, we're not going to like say names or anything.
No.
Not going to lie, not many boys have hit me up.
No.
Are we unapproachable?
No, but no, I actually do. One boy has said to me, are you going to take me on a hot date?
That's pretty hot. Hot datey.
Yeah, but I don't know if I am going to go on any hot dates, to be honest.
Maybe a cold date.
Okay. Maybe a lukewarm date at best. What about you? Oh, read that cringe one. Read the cringe one, please.
So I got asked out to go catch up for a drink. But it's like kind of like, I don't know, it sounds like almost like businessy, I'd say. So it's unconfirmed. Anyway, it's like, anyway, let's catch up for a drink later this week, blah, blah, blah. And the next day he goes, I've woken up fresh today and kicking goals. What day or time would suit you for a chat this week?
I feel like he might be propositioning you to join like your health or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Like it's like business vibes.
It's like, yeah, it's definitely business vibes.
Or actually, no, I can tell this other one. There's this other boy that I've like kind of like briefly spoken to a couple of times, nothing crazy. And he like every time he messages me, sends me like five messages that are like 4 million paragraphs long each. I'm like,
bless up.
And like,
queen.
I love chatting, don't get me wrong, but like sometimes I'm like, that's a fuckload of chat.
Yeah. And there's nothing worse like when you just naturally reply shortly, but you're like, you feel like you have to like keep like going longer just so it doesn't look like you're putting in no effort.
Well, that's it, right? Yeah, I kind of, yeah. Listen, that's too much. And then, you know, you'll talk to some other boys and it won't be enough. You just need someone in the middle.
Someone in the middle would be fab, Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
Let's do a dare. All
right. There's two in here for Lou. So that's a one.
Are these truths or dares?
These are truths.
Okay. Shoot.
Lucy, can you honestly see yourself dating in the future? Or part two, can you see yourself with anyone but Maddie? Oh.
Honestly, I think maybe when – I think now I've just gone into a phase where I just can't see myself really – yeah. I like literally at the moment I can't see myself with anyone or I can't see myself dating anyone.
Big shoes to fill.
Majorly huge shoes to fill. And I feel like – I don't know. I've kind of been spooked off dudes, to be honest, for a bit. But like I know that in time my attitude will change, but – at the moment, I'm really just focusing on myself and that's it.
That's the best.
Because, yeah, I don't know. I'd rather like not, I think like when you're 30 as well, like there's definitely boys out there that you could like have fun with and stuff. But like I'm the kind of girl, I'm such a liker. Like I kind of have to like someone to like pursue anything with them to an extent. So if I didn't like someone, I probably wouldn't.
Not into going out for like small talk.
I wouldn't bother dating someone unless I like kind of liked them a little bit. Unless I don't know. Maybe my attitude will change. But at the moment, no. I'm not really envisioning that for any time in my new future.
Wow, this is a good one and kind of like a bit scary.
Tell me,
truth. Have either of you ever thought about freezing your eggs?
Fuck me, dog. Well, you know what? Maybe
now
maybe
that
we
I'm
should.
Like single, maybe like. And I'm 30 next year, I guess. Well, I think I'd wait till I turn 30 and then, you know, see where I'm at. But I like to think that hopefully I've still got a few good years left in me. But it definitely is scary having broken up with, like thinking how long it took, you know, and I know we're younger then, but like even me with Cam, like how long it took us to kind of become like really serious. I'm like, whoa.
I had a moment the other day. I can't remember who I was with. I told you after. Who was I with? I was with someone that was.
I need more context, darling.
I can't remember who it was and I can't remember the circumstances. But basically, I was with someone and we were talking about having kids and stuff. Oh, the story's going to be so shit without knowing the details. But basically, for me, it was the first time that I'd ever actually had this crazy realization that I was like, wow, I am 30. I just came out of a 12-year-long relationship. I'm so crazily single in the way that, like, I'm not even interested in meeting new boys at the moment. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy to think that I am now, like, essentially starting again and have to go back, you know, like, and I just get scared because I was, like, wasn't ready with Maddie after 12 years or not yet anyway. Like, I'm sure I would have eventually. But now to be at square one and be 30 and know technically I only have like, you know, 5 years left on the biological clock or whatever they fucking say it is.
Let's go get our eggs frozen together.
Should we? Should we go and freeze our eggs together? Courtney, have you frozen your eggs? Can we talk about that on the podcast? Courtney's frozen her eggs, everybody.
Yeah, I remember you, Courtney, mentioning that in the podcast we did with Gina as well.
Yeah.
Before treatment. So it is common. Is it a procedure? Like, is it operation? Oh, quick. It's, oh, it's a quick 30-minute procedure.
Because it's like, I'm like thinking now, I'm like, wow, what if, you know, in 5 years' time I haven't met anyone?
I don't know if I'll ever be ready to have kids, eh?
I'm so ready to have kids.
Are you?
Not right now, but like when the time comes.
You got baby?
You got baby? Let's know. When the time does come, when I'm like, you know, in love with someone or whatever, I reckon I'd be ready. Just because I love kids. I'm so good with kids.
Mm.
I'm a kid person.
See, I like kids, but I love my life as well. I just feel like, babe, I'm going to be the, enough.
Like, my kids are going to be running around at rickshaws. Oh, you go and hang out with Auntie Nikki while Mum has a glass of rosé. That's what
come
I'm
gonna, to me, hun.
That's what my kids are going to be doing.
But yeah, so yeah, maybe we would, to answer that truth.
Yeah. All right. Boom. All right. Next dare.
We actually got a perler through.
We're going to have, well, they didn't give like names, but this actually works really well because Courtney was at dinner last night with at Mamo.
Yeah, so Courtney went to dinner at Ollie's restaurant, and so we're going to call him and pretend that she got food poisoning. So it's actually beautiful food.
It's actually so good because Court, like, went there last night. I believe.
To summarize, she's been there. Okay,
she went there last night.
All right, let's call him. And Court's here in the room too, so she might chime in and, like, say a few things. All right.
Hello.
What are you doing?
What are you up to?
Oi, I just want to call you because I'm like, fuck, I feel really bad. And I'm like, you just have to know. Fucking, you know how Courtney was in last night?
Yeah.
She got bloody food poisoning.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so awkward.
Fuck, what's wrong?
She had a bunch of stuff like she shared. She had like the lamb kofters, the chicken. She's here now. No, she's here now. She came into work. Like, she only just came in because we're at the studio still, and she had to come in late because she's been fucking like violently ill all night and morning.
Holy fuck.
I know.
Don't let that get out to the media.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm
trying
to pitch it now. Did you share with anyone else on her table that had the same food?
I'll ask her. Did anyone else?
Yeah, one of the other girls that had the chicken was sick too.
One of the other girls that had
salmonella.
Oh, it must have been the fucking chicken. One of the other girls that had the chicken had it too.
Oh, really? Fuck. I'm so sorry. I'll have to chat to
Jess now.
Hey, Dave.
Oh, no.
Wait. No, Dave. No. Fuck, Dave.
Hey?
Is it Dave? Is that the sous chef or the main chef?
Oh,
no,
is he too serious?
No, tell Dave.
Don't talk to him. Let us tell you what to say.
What?
Because you just got punched, bro.
We're pranking you.
Fuck yes. I'll
chat to
you after.
Oh, he just hung up.
Oh. I've never seen him get angry in my life. I've never seen him get angry. Call back.
I'm going to be blacklisted from the restaurant.
No. He knows it's me and Nikki that are the lords of that.
Don't be cranky, pants.
Don't be cranky, hang up vibes.
We got you on the podcast, haha.
Oh, did ya?
I can't believe you literally just hung up on us.
I literally go,
you are.
I'm like, I've never seen Ollie angry in my life.
Wait, Courtney's here. She goes, I'm going to get blacklisted from the restaurant. We're joking. Tell Dave his food was beautiful. Courtney, what did you rate it?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
You run a stunning venue.
Tall bloke was about to get fucking roasted.
Oh, that's why I was like, no. And then Lucy goes, no, tell him. I'm like, no, he's really serious.
I was like, yes, cunt, let's buy into this.
It's all good. Sorry, had to give you a heart attack.
Oh,
good. All right. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye bye. Lelcopter.
He literally would have. Bring back Lelcopter.
When
was that ever a thing?
Lolcopter? I don't know, at some point.
It's Rafflecopter.
Don't not to be mistaken for Rafflecopter.
Wow. Poor Oliver.
Oliver was about to fire a bloke.
Oliver was about to go.
We had to step in and
full,
make sure no one got
full
fired.
Full psycho. I know. Lucy still wanted to keep it going. I'm like, no, don't. The chef takes himself seriously. Because he's a good chef.
Sous chef, whatever.
No, head chef doll.
Whatever. I like the name sous chef better.
It is cute.
Paul chef.
All right. Now the next dare.
Frank chef.
The next dare is someone has dared Lucy to do a shot of Tabasco sauce. So we've actually been on the Bloody Marys all day.
That's a whole bottle.
Oh my gosh, she's put a whole bottle of Tabasco in. Don't throw up everywhere. I've got to record this. We need a vlogger.
Put a filter on me. I need a vlog in landscape. I need a vlog in landscape.
Give me a phone.
That's a huge shot, eh?
Yeah, don't do that much, Liz. That's actually pretty psycho. All right.
Oh!
Don't do that much, Liz.
You had the flash on.
All right. Here she goes. This is a Truth or Dare app, and she's doing a shot of Tabasco.
All right, ready?
All right, she's about to go. How are you
feeling? Are you doing Insta stories?
Yes.
Okay. You turning Tiffany on?
Yes.
Right. I'm only going to do half of this. This is a massive shot.
All right, here she goes. 3, 2, 1. Oh, she did it all.
Oh, beautiful.
Are you kidding me? Miss Strong Taste Buds, you absolute freak.
That literally burned the sides of my fingers.
You have to say something now.
I love Tabasco. Actually, it wasn't too bad. I'm going to cry, though, a little bit. I'm just having a moment.
Oh, man.
Stop filming with the torch on. It's actually not too bad.
Sure.
I'm not going to lie, I'm really drunk. Show me.
She's back. How are you feeling? A bit weird, was it words before?
Pretty weird.
All right, we've got a couple more truths to round it off. Nikki, you're going to have to fire them at me because I've got in front of me. What is the last thing that you searched for on your phone? So go to your internet browser. Oh, my God. Mine's Cyclone Ice Cream.
Mine's Cut 'Em In featuring Rick Ross, which my brother sent to me.
Is it a song?
Yeah. Do you want me to put it on? No, yeah. You can't even do that on podcasts anymore.
Okay. Now I'm going to double it. Go to like the little thing where it brings up all your old windows and read the next ones. Like go like this.
I closed out of a lot of my windows the other day.
You go like this. That one.
I literally don't have any.
Mine's boring. Mirror Shop, Pack Fair. a real estate 2/21 something, and then top campsites near Cabarita Beach.
When were you camping at Cabarita Beach?
Ages ago.
Okay, who's your last search person on Instagram?
Ooh. Okay, hang on. I've got to get out of Wild Ones, or do I do it from Wildies?
Do it from your own personal one.
Rachel Dillon.
Mine too.
I know. Okay, I'll do another one. Austin Butler.
Ooh, why were you searching him?
Because he is filming a movie on the Gold Coast and we were just talking about him this morning with a friend because this other girl that he knows is in the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. My other one was the Mayfair group because I like reading quotes that make me feel good about myself in these depressing times.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. No, I actually do. I'm so into quote and like pages now. Would you like me to read you some? I've fucking got that many.
Go on.
I save them all. I'm like, and my whole explore feed now is like quotes about being sad and shit. So let me find some for you.
That sounds absolutely grim.
Aaron is pissing himself laughing. Saved. Here we go. Wow. Quote Central. Welcome to Quote Town.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
Do you save them in an organized folder or are they just in your saved?
No, they're just in saved at the moment, but I love this one. Okay, universe, I'm ready to feel good things. Make me feel good things.
Oh, I love that one.
That was nice. Okay, what else have we got in here?
I've got a save folder called words. Do you want me to read one of mine? We'll go one for one.
Okay.
Oh, this is a bit risky, to be honest. I promise to always be by your side or under you or on top.
Who the fuck were you sending that to?
I think maybe that's an accidental save, surely. Save water, shower with your girlfriend. I think these are Jagger ones, to be honest.
Okay. Oh my God, this one is so sad and I can't read that, way too sad.
Oh my God, I got a sad one too. I cannot. Okay.
Oh my God, this is a funny one. Taurus meme. You're the only girl I talk to, and then there's like a girl kind of semi-drowning saying, me swimming away from your lies. Vibes.
Oh, I love this one. I love the way it's written. It says, you are so lovely. Oh my God, I'm so glad you exist. Look at that.
Oh my God, can you send me that?
Yeah.
Tag me in that.
Okay, sorry. Let's keep going. All right, the next one is truth. This is the truth. There is a zombie apocalypse. You have to take one person with you and leave one behind out of your friends. Who's it going to be?
Who am I taking with me?
Yeah.
Well, you.
In probably a zombie apocalypse? I reckon I'd still be pretty good in a zombie apocalypse.
I'd be great. Imagine how many I'd kill.
Well, you think how well we travelled together.
Yeah.
Missing buses, no dramas, wave it down.
Yeah.
Still had time for a baguette at the airport.
Very savvy, can and will travel.
And who would you leave behind? Jerome.
He'd be slow, man. Probably Tammy.
Oh, I reckon she'd be beast mode.
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
I remember once we were at the Bottle-O and we had like me and Tam were getting the drinks and there was like we both had our arms full and I slipped and a rosé slipped under my arm. No joke. She just went, whoop-pow, and her ass caught the rosé between the counter and the floor.
Girl's got a booty.
And I was like, are you a vampire, bro? That was incredible.
Well, actually, she's got a fucking bow and arrow. Remember?
That's right. She got it for her birthday.
So I took over some oysters and champagne for Tammy's birthday this year to hers. And she's like, oi, you want to see what my mum got me for my birthday? I'm like, I love Tammy's family. Is like, they're pretty wild. Like, it's a very interesting group of people to observe. They honestly need a TV show made about them. And I was like, I'm dying to see what your mum got you for your birthday. So we went out and looked in her car and it was like a full-on industrial, like, bow and arrow.
Industrial bow and arrow.
No, like full-on. Like, it wasn't like one that like Robin Hood had back in the olden days. It was like one of those ones where it's like, you're not here to fuck around.
I feel like, yeah, you can't leave Tam behind.
No. Okay, well, who are you leaving? You're leaving
I'm
behind
leaving
Jerome.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Jez.
He's too slow and he's not a quick enough thinker. Doesn't back himself enough.
Jezzy, sorry, babes. But I couldn't live without Jez. He's like my sidekick when we party. It's fun.
You're not partying. You're surviving, bro.
Yeah, true. Yeah, maybe him or Pooley. I reckon Pooley would be an absolute wuss.
Nah, Pooley's a survivor too.
Fuck. Yeah, no, you're right.
I should maybe Carlene.
I'd leave behind Carlene. She's Battler.
She'd be there at the bar fucking taking whiskey shots.
Oi, what's my latest thing? Battler behaviour.
Battler behaviour. Nah, so she'll actually get offended if we say we'll leave her behind.
Okay.
But we did go walking the other day and she's got very short legs next to us.
Yeah, she does.
She couldn't
quite
give
slow
up with our stride.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's just bring them all with us.
Yeah.
We make magic when we're all together. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Write that down. All right, next one.
Okay, next question is, okay, truth, what is your biggest insecurity about yourself? I don't even want to say it because then I'll bring attention to it.
Your boobs.
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Well, that's the only thing I've ever heard you like want to change about your body or whatever.
My toes.
That's massive.
I've got really long toes and I hate it.
That's just like they're not even bad, guys. Can I just say if that's
they're
the biggest.
They're bad, bro.
They're not bad at all.
But thanks for pointing out my boobs, you stupid bitch.
That's the only thing I've ever heard you say you want to change. I think that was a fair assumption.
Nah, it's my toes. I hate them.
Mine would be my nose because I feel like if ever I've been trolled or teased, it's been like about my nose. But not that I like actually. I don't actually care. But like, or actually, you know, sometimes I get insecure about like my big personality. Tone it down about, take it back about 50 notches, crazy. That's
no,
what
I hate
like
that
saying.
You said when you were in school that you used to feel like teachers would make you feel like that. Like, that's so mean.
Yeah, they used to. Or like even like older kids in my school, like, you know, like just being a really, really outgoing kid. But I listened to this podcast. This girl was like, Lucy, you need to listen to this podcast. You're this kind of person. It's this thing called human design, I think. And I'm a personality type called a manifester, which sounds a lot more whimsical than it is. But basically like a manifester is like the kind of person where you're like essentially like a natural born. Like this sounds so cringe about myself saying this about myself, but it appears to be very true. You're like a natural born leader kind of thing. And you're usually very like outgoing. And anyway, basically in this podcast, it said a lot of kids as a manifestor get Like it's weird to see a kid with so much confidence and has like is like a natural born leader, and a lot of them like have difficulty like with teachers at school and stuff. Very interesting. If you should try and do your human design at some point.
Mm.
You weren't human listening design. To a word I was just
no,
saying.
No, I absolutely
then,
so. Was. I've heard that story before though.
Well, that was for the people playing at home. Next one, truth or dare.
Okay. What is your most awkward male interaction?
Mine?
Mm.
There's been a few.
Awkward ones.
Shit ones? Is that awkward?
No, I think awkward's like, I think we need more time to think about that. Okay, what do we have to do this time? What's your most embarrassing vomit story?
Ooh. Probably after, listen, I don't vomit that much when I drink.
Touch wood.
But definitely the night that I slipped in my own vomit in the nude. Which I don't know if I've ever told on the podcast, but I can tell it now. So
yes.
One night, Nikki and I were at Rickshaw's and they bought, we always have chili mugs at Rickshaw's. They bought us
not
out
like
chili
these
mugs
ones,
and these were fucking like, would burn the skin off any esophagus. Like these were the most spicy chili margaritas. And I love spicy food. I will eat anyone under the table with spice. Like I will literally kill anyone that thinks
yeah,
they can eat spicier
spicy
food than me.
Like chili margs every time we go there. These were different. These hit different, yo.
These hit different. So we both had a sip. And you know like that scene in a movie, I can't remember what movie it is, but when it's something's really hot and you're literally like, it just falls out of your mouth because it was so spicy I couldn't even swallow it. And I said to the waiter, I'm like, I do not like being one of those people, but I am really sorry, but we're going to have to get these drinks like toned back a little bit because they are so spicy. And he like put his little straw in and did a little taste. He's like, fuck, they're really spicy. Anyway, at that point I'd already, you know, because I'm a greedy bitch, already had like maybe 3 or 4 sips because I couldn't help myself. Anyway, Nick had had a couple as well. Later that night, we ended up proceeding to get like fairly drunk that night, you know, have a few drinks and I was wasted, whatever, same. Go home. Go to sleep, fall asleep in the nude, which I never do, even when I am really drunk, because I really hate sleeping in the nude. It's just not my flex. Do you like sleeping in the nude? I always get scared like little creatures are going to like try and crawl in in the middle of the night.
You need to wash sheets more.
No, it's like metaphorical, but it's like I just like being
like
covered a little bit. I don't know. I just feel exposed.
Anyway. I do like having my undies on though.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. Undies.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't know. As I've gotten older, I'm more comfortable with it.
I just love undies on.
Yeah.
Always. Anyway, so I'm asleep in the nude. Maddie's next to me in bed. And in the middle of the night, and I'm like prefacing this by saying I don't think I've thrown up from drinking since I was 18. Like it's been a long time. It's been over 10 years. And I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like, oh, I'm about to be sick. Oh. And I start running. This is in our old room. Start running towards my bathroom. And it's like where the bathroom starts and my bedroom stops. It's like, you know, the tiles start and the carpet stops. And I go, you know, like where, and it's like, it like the vomit kind of like bursts out of my mouth.
Projectile, I believe they
projectile
call it.
Projectile just onto the edge of the tiles where I then, in the nude, slip over my vomit. And like literally I'm suspended in midair. Like Maddie's like, you were in the air and straight onto my back on the floor. Like did one of those real cartoon style, like, woo, straight onto the floor in my own vomit. Like, and Maddie's like, I woke up to the vision of you like midair in the nude, tripping on your
tripping
own
tripping on your own. Like, what a thing to wake up for. Like, absolute catastrophe.
That is revolting, might I say.
But she just told me in the morning, I went, fuck, babe, do you know what? I spewed too, but I did it not, like, by tripping over, but we both vomited from these hot muggies.
Yeah, and it was a hot muggie.
So I was like, fucking fair deuce.
I actually think the chili was so hot that it literally burnt a layer of skin off in my, like, throat.
Does throats have skin?
Not skin, but, you know, like flesh.
Yeah.
You know.
Ew, that made me literally feel so sick.
Anyway, so that's my grossest vomit story.
Love
what's yours?
That.
You're like, listen, nothing on that.
Yeah, nothing on that, but I can't even remember. Oh, actually.
Oh, when
right
you vomited. Oh, poor Maddie's copped it.
Yeah, I was with Maddie. Right before we went overseas, for some reason, Cam had already left, I think, and Luce was somewhere. So me and Maddie just went out to a party together. And I greened out, to be completely honest.
Word
I was was in the garden just throwing
a little
up.
Little jointy.
And yeah, and then I was like, fuck, I don't even know if I can get in the Uber, you know, like as soon as you get into motion. But then I ended up getting home and I was battling the whole way up the stairs and poor old Maddie had to look after me. God bless.
Ah, he's copped it.
Thank you for that.
poor bloke.
He reckons I just kept apologising, like, I'm so sorry.
No apology needed when Lucy Jackson's your girlfriend at the time.
No, I think yours came after. Had it been before, I'd be like, oh, surely this is walk in the park now.
Anyway, guys, I think that is all we have time for today.
Yeah.
As always.
Good hustle on the truth or dare.
A pleasure, never a chore. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Mm. And listen, we've done about 45 takes of this episode because it's just been a journey every time. So truth or dare, you're a bloody crocodile.
You get us.
You're a bloody crocodile. You get us a good one. Have a great day and we'll talk to you soon. TTYL.
This podcast is part of the Spin Studio Network. Stay up to date with us. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast, leave us a review, and follow us on Instagram at @we_the_wild_ones. Cheers, babes.